hot apps. You give me 3 minutes, I'll give you 5 hot apps. First up is Plants vs. Zombies. This Xbox Live title has won more awards than you can shake a little zombie limb at. It's essentially a tower defense slash strategy game, but it's got pea shooters, walnuts, cherry bombs, and more, all there to help you destroy the onslaught of zombies coming at you. There's 50 levels, 4 game modes, power-ups, and of course, achievements. Funny, I never knew zombies were herbivores. And next up is Taptitude. You all know those quick little addictive mini-games I've been promoting on the show all along? Well, this game pretty much has them all in one. There's a tilt or fall game, a memory game, a coin flip game. There are actually 33 mini-games, and the coolest thing about Taptitude is that the developers update it every week. They call it Taptitude Tuesdays. So just when you think you've mastered this one, they bust out with new upgrade options and new mini-games. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Next up is Live From. Think of this next app as verbal Twitter. You can record your messages and messages that can include more than 140 characters, and you broadcast them out for the world to hear. Or you can just go in and eavesdrop on what other people are saying. Then users can respond, rebroadcast, add to favorites, send private messages, the whole nine. It's really nice sometimes to actually hear a voice rather than just some text on a screen. Just like the good old days. Next up is Brain Cube. This one was suggested by Hot Apps viewer Pez Merga. Now, what's funny about this game is that it plays you peaceful, zen-like music and has the background of this beautiful flowing water scene. And then, it's a very frustrating game! And by frustrating, I mean, I love it. I love it quite a lot. So what you do is move your block along various puzzles to finally drop it into this square. So at first it kind of reminded me of Ilo Milo because of the design, but the gameplay is straight up for the thinkers out there. It's a simple concept, but super challenging. It makes my brain hurt so good. And last up is Photofunia, or Photofunia, I don't know. Anyway, I haven't covered a photo app in a while, but this one is definitely worth it. Now, not only does it do the usual mosaics, sepia, and black and white effects that we've all come to expect, this app actually uses face detection technology that lets you put your mug in all sorts of cool environments. Cubes and billboards and graffiti art in a Brad Pitt movie poster. It's really fun, it's easy to use, and who doesn't want their face on the head of a Three Musketeer? I do. Okay, that's all for this week. Come back next week for more Hot Apps.